Hi there. The word for you today is forgive them and let it go. In Colossians 3:13 we read, forgive whatever grievances you may have. You know, we talk about grudges the way we talk about babies. For example, you can hold a grudge, carry a grudge, bear a grudge, or nurse a grudge. The trouble is, when you nurse something, you feed it, make it grow, and pretty soon it's full grown. So let me ask you, are you carrying a grudge? Why? It doesn't make sense. I mean, why would you pick up something each day that weighs you down and carry it around with you? But they hurt me, you say. Yeah, but by carrying a grudge, you enable them to keep hurting you. Don't do that to yourself. We know we're supposed to forgive other people, but sometimes forgiving feels like we're giving up something. One of Lincoln's stories was about a man on a sick bed who had been told by his doctor that he didn't have much time to live. That'll give you perspective. So he summoned an old friend named Brown with whom he'd quarreled bitterly. They hadn't spoken for years. The man talked of how he was going to die soon and how their petty differences actually looked in the face of death, and he asked if they might be reconciled. Well, the scene moved everybody in the room to tears. Brown clasped the dying man's hands, embraced him, and turned to walk out of the room, a shattered man. Suddenly the man on the deathbed, having one final thought, raised himself up on one elbow and spoke for the last time. Listen to what he said. But see here, Brown, if I recover, the old grudge still stands. Hello. This story makes us smile and think, how foolish, how foolish. But let me ask you, if you are carrying a grudge today, are you really any different?